Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. It's a Friday, the dozenth day of the eighth month, and we have Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist, with some urgent appeal. We have CWD, or we have just CWD meetings?
Well, we have both. Okay. We have chronic wasting disease in North Dakota, and chronic wasting disease is a big concern nationwide. It's not just a North Dakota thing. It's a Minnesota issue. It's a South Dakota issue. It's, you know, similar. I don't want to draw this parallel for the wrong reasons, Mick. But, you know, last spring when we were talking about avian influenza, the bird flu, and the impact that it had as it moved through the upper Midwest. And even if you don't have chronic wasting disease in your county, there's a big concern from the hunters making sure that we get the information out. And so what we're going to do with Game and Fish is we're going to have three different meetings. I've been on a task force, a chronic wasting disease task force, for about the last year or so. And just like everything else, things change. And you learn through research and you learn through management what's happened in other states, what's working and what's not working. And you know, it's actually the chronic wasting disease plan that we had in Game and Fish is about 20 years old. Mm. And, you know, you need to do more than just rotate the tires.
Yeah.
You know, you might need to put some new spark plugs in there. Mm. And that's kind of what we're doing. With that, we're going to have three different CWD meetings across North Dakota, and they're going to be August 22nd in Fargo at the Holiday Inn, August 24th in Dickinson at the Grand Lodge, and then August 29th in Minot at the Grand Hotel. That doesn't mean, because we're not having one in Devil's Lake or we're not having one in Jamestown, the information is there. This is kind of like trying to get out to the main population centers and be accessible one-on-one. It's still a topic at our advisory board meetings that'll take place this fall in eight different locations. So we take our regular accessibility and try to increase that, and that's what we're doing with these CWD meetings, Mick.
Okay. And they start what time of day?
They're starting 7 o'clock local time. So Dickinson, okay. Dickinson, Fargo, and Minot, 7 o'clock local time. Basically, what we're doing is it's not like an open forum. We're going to do a Game and Fish formal presentation. So we'll talk about the history of CWD. Mm-hmm. Get into, maybe people like to say, the deep dive on CWD. I prefer peeling back the onion, and then when you do that, then we go get wrapped around the axle.
Okay,
that's how I do it, Mick.
All right, we'll get
you wrapped around the axle with CWD, the current status, and then what we're looking at for the future. So we'll take that first hour, and then after that, we'll be available to discuss one-on-one if people have some specific concerns or questions about that. And like everything else in this world, there's way more information available, like on the Game and Fish Department website. And if you are that interested, I would tell you on a Friday night, if you got some rain on a Saturday morning, if you want to learn more about CWD, this is really targeted at deer and deer hunters. And the reason why we talk about this with you, Mick, on a Friday afternoon, there's very few farmers and ranchers and landowners in North Dakota that aren't deer hunters, or their sons or their daughters, their wives, their brothers, their neighbors, their uncles. Maybe they deer hunted for 65 years and now they no longer actually hunt deer, but they're concerned because chronic wasting disease is always fatal. It's a neurological, and it kills the deer. And if you look to something that is 100% fatal, well, you want to do the best you can to understand the disease and then to track, where do you have it? Where do you not have it? How fast is it spreading? And that's the stuff that's going on through biologists and scientists. And then when we can get that out to the farmers and the ranchers and the deer hunters that are farmers and ranchers, they can better understand why baiting and hunting over bait. Like, so we don't regulate feeding of wildlife in North Dakota. But what we regulate is if you're going to be a deer hunter in some of these units that have chronic wasting disease, central North Dakota, western North Dakota, unit 2B in the Red River Valley, you can't legally hunt big game over bait in those areas. And that brings up questions to people, and that's why we try to make ourselves available, Mick.
All right. Is it a disease that rises and falls, ebbs and flows like blue tongue based on environmental conditions, or is it just something that's kind of slowly building? Is it unique?
I wish it was, you know, something more of like a... That seems so strange to say, because EHD killed thousands of deer last year in North Dakota. And so EHD...
But you can point the finger and say, that's the cause.
Right.
This, you know,
right.
This you can't.
Right. So EHD might be more of a death by a bullet, and CWD more might be more like a cancer, mm-hmm. where it spreads slower, but it's always...
Terminal. Yeah.
Not every bullet kills. You know, there's plenty of deer hunters out there go, man, I missed the first two, got him with the second one, and then that was a bad shot, so I hit him with the third one and took him down. And that's some of the challenges that we have with CWD is when you don't see the shock and awe of death. Like everybody last year, Mick, this time of year into August, we were talking about dead deer being found because EHD was killing deer, and you were seeing it.
Last spring, geese were falling from the sky.
Right, right. And CWD, you know, if I would, you know, some of our scientists might say, Lear, there you go again, making different connections, but it might be like a silent killer, mm-hmm. where you don't necessarily see it. There might be deer dying in sloughs and in shelter belts. Farmers and ranchers understand animal behavior. When they get sick, they don't go run out into the middle of the pasture so everybody can see them. Mm-hmm. You got to go searching for them.
Yeah.
They're hiding. And that's what most wildlife does. When they get sick, when they get a disease, you may not necessarily find them. So we've been doing like hunter-harvested surveillance for a long time where we're testing the lymph nodes to determine, do we have chronic wasting disease? If we have it, how prevalent is it? What's the infection rate on that? So yeah, maybe CWD a little bit more of like a silent killer versus EHD. But the big thing I want to let people know is we've got full information on our Game and Fish Department website. And the meetings are coming up August 22nd in Fargo at the Holiday Inn, the 24th in Dickinson at the Grand Lodge, and the 29th of August in Minot at the Grand Hotel. They all start at 7 o'clock local time. And the experts from Game and Fish, which what I'm telling you is way above Doug Lear. I can't see them at the top of the totem pole. They're going to be there face-to-face to answer those questions, Mick.
All right. Very good. The issue is obviously not going to go away.
Nope.
And it's not related to climate change or the price of gasoline. It's something totally different.
Yeah.
You know, the communities need to come together, and it is more of a range. Apparently not, because, western and northern North Dakota, but also in the Red River Valley.
Yeah, so. It's probably a little bit non-discriminatory. I mean, it just doesn't discriminate based on necessarily when you look at climates, when you look at Minnesota and Colorado and Wyoming and all these other places that have chronic wasting disease. And, yeah, I mean, it's probably not exactly what people want to, you know, sometimes you don't want to hear what the doctor says.
Yeah.
Not exactly what you want to hear on a Friday afternoon, but I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out on chronic wasting disease, Mick.
Hey, no problem. Well, let's talk about something happy then. Monday morning, you can go make sure you got enough shotgun shells.
Yeah. Yeah. Canada goose season opens up on Monday morning. Our early Canada goose season in North Dakota opens up, as we kind of referenced a little bit earlier on in the program, if you're just joining us. The first hunting season of 2022 starts on Monday morning. Here's the key is it's open to residents. So if you're a Minnesota hunter, a South Dakota, you got friends or family, and they want to get in on the very first hunting season of 2022, you can get on out across North Dakota. Residents, it's a $5 bill. Non-residents, it's $50 for the early Canada goose season.
Oh, criminy, that's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in this day and age, and the beautiful thing is, early Canada goose limits, 15 daily. That's right, 15 big honkers daily, 45 in possession, and, you know, it's mosquitoes and sunshine, It's a different type of a hunt, but the whole purpose of the hunt is to reduce the number of Canada geese right here and right now before they migrate out. These are the ones that were nesting this spring that were getting into the soybeans and causing some of those problems, Mick.
And unlike, not so much last year, but the year before that, ammo is available.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing. You know, you can find your shotgun shells, you can find your ammunition. So definitely a positive note. And the last thing on a Friday, Mick, is go fish.
Yeah,
get outdoors. I don't eat.
Not the game, not the card game.
Right, not the card game. Get out and wet a line. If you're listening to us, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, you're not far from wetting the line and getting outside. And we really want to encourage people to do that, Mick.
No, I don't have any eights, so I'm going to go fish.
There you go. Go fish, Mick. Go fish.
All righty. Thank you. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist. See you next week.
Thanks, Mick. Take care.
On Farm Talk.